Shalom and Merry Christmas. Wasn't it great this morning? It seemed that we could hear so clearly when the people were calling in. And it was just such a blessing to me to think of us all across the United States, Kennewick, Washington, Connecticut, Minneapolis, Texas, all over the United States, and others outside the nation. Together, one, this Christmas. Just so wonderful. I woke up this morning listening in on my spirit singing. Praise the Lord. But before I tell you about that, let's check with our brother, Max, and make sure he's safe and snug at home.
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord.
It's good to be back, isn't it? Oh, yeah.
It is good to be back, and it's good to be back, and I'm glad you're back. Praise God.
I am, too. I'm not long back. I only got home, You know what? I almost forgot this morning. I woke very early because when you go overseas and come back, you wake up really early. And so I woke up early, and I'd kind of gotten mixed up on my days. I kind of forgot it was Wednesday. I said, oh, prayer day. And so I guess, and I see you remembered as well, bless the Lord. But anything you wanted to say, Brother Max?
Well, just, you know, it's been a great year. Praise the Lord. I believe everybody accomplished what the Lord has in their hearts and looking forward for next year. And I'm just so happy and glad to be where we're at. Myself, my
amen.
Wife, my
amen.
Kids, all of us.
Amen, amen, amen. Thankful.
All the WWPs. Yeah, thankful. Very thankful.
Very thankful.
Praise God.
You know, I woke up this morning, as I started to say, with my spirit singing. I was just listening in on it. And in the days of the charismatic move, we sang a lot of psalms. So this is the one I was singing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth I will make known thy faithfulness, and it goes on to sing thy faithfulness to all generations. So, since I'm singing this, I thought, well, I'll look up and see which psalm it is. And I was a little surprised, but not so surprised, to find out it's Psalm 89. And Psalm 89 is one of the most important psalms in the Bible. For Psalm 89 is God's covenant. I actually start my covenant, my healing scriptures, my divine health and healing scriptures. I have this right at the front, and I quote every single day of my life, Psalm 89:34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. And then I say, I live and walk in divine health today, and give the date, December 24th, by these covenant words from the mouth of God. And so I have in my healing book his covenant words concerning healing. But now this covenant, this particular covenant that he gives in Psalm 89 is of utmost importance for us to remember and to remember here at Christmas time. It actually begins, and I'm going to say how it is in the ESV because they... I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. ESV is pretty faithful to always translate that word chesed as steadfast love. But it's not, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. It's not mercy. It's not grace. Mm-hmm. Though it's included in it. This word in the Hebrew is, I will sing of the chesed of the Lord forever. So do you remember what chesed is? I'm going to read to you from, I actually have this in the front of my little healing book. Chesed is a Hebrew word often translated mercy or steadfast love. It is neither mercy nor grace, though both are a part of it. It is a word directly tied to one's being in covenant with another. It is an obligatory action because of a covenant relationship. Hesed is the conduct required in the mutual relationship between allies. The obligations and rights acquired through a covenant are translated into corresponding actions through Hesed. Hesed is the real essence of covenant, and it can almost be said to be its very content. So because you are in covenant, you have obligations. And this word Hesed is the obligation to keep covenant. So let's look at Psalm 89:1. I will sing of the Hesed, obligation to keep covenant, of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I said, Hesed will be built up forever in the heavens. You will establish your faithfulness. You have said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your offspring forever and build your throne for all generations. So this soul psalm is about the fact that God chose David and made a covenant with him to send the Messiah through him. Down to verse 27. I will make him the firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. And of course, that's talking about David's greater seed. My Hesed I will keep for him forever, and my covenant will stand firm for him. I will establish his throne as the day, his offspring forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Then we come to verse 34. I will not violate my covenant or alter the word that went out of my lips. King James, I like that. My covenant will I not break nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once for all, verse 35, I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His offspring shall endure forever, his throne as long as the sun before me. Like the moon, it shall be established forever. Hallelujah. So he is promising in Psalm 89 that he's going to send a king Messiah who will have a throne forever through all generations. Now, Mary, in her Magnificat, after she was told by the angel she would bear this one, she said this. This is the way her Magnificat ends, Luke 1:54. He has given help to Israel, his servant, in memory of his, and this is the New Testament, it says mercy, but I'm quite sure it should be Hesed, his promise, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his descendants forever. So we see that there was a covenant made that he was going to send, and he very swears it. He will not alter it. He will keep it. He will keep his Hesed. He will send the Messiah. He will send him through the seed of David and all through, of course, the story of the Lord's first coming. It makes us very, very plain that he is the Chesed fulfillment of every promise. Now, the Jews were looking for this. They were looking for this one to come. But there was something about that coming that may have been a little evasive to them, even though God spoke of it in Isaiah. The epitome of his coming, the very essence of his first coming, is the incarnation. What is the incarnation? God inside a man. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him not anything was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Here is the Amplified on that 14th verse. And he became flesh, human incarnate, and tabernacled among us. And we saw his glory, such glory as an only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace and truth. The annunciation of the Lord's coming was made, of course, to Mary and Joseph and Zechariah. But it was also made to Joseph, the man that God entrusted to raise his son. Matthew 1:20. You know the story. You know how this begins. Joseph, not in his natural understanding, could he comprehend that Mary was pregnant. And they hadn't come together. But when he was thinking on these things, an angel appeared to him. Matthew 1:20. When he, Joseph, had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, Ben David, you're one of those prophesied about. I'm going to have him brought up in a house that is also descended from Joseph, descended from David. So he calls Joseph Ben David. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua, for he shall save his people from their sins. Yeshua and save and salvation are all from the same root words. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. And this is a quote from Isaiah 7:14. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. Now, this is a quote from Isaiah. They shall call his name Emmanuel. I don't know that they understood. They knew that they knew, the Jews knew that a king was coming. He would be the anointed one, the Messiah. And they had been told that one of his names was Emmanuel. I don't know that they really understood it until the New Testament revelation. Im in Hebrew means with. Anu is us, and El is God. So that means his name, Emmanuel, means God with us. The epitome, the very essence of Jesus coming is that he was incarnate in a man's body. God lived in a man's body. His mother was a human. His father was divine. And he lived in a man's body. He became Emmanuel, God with us. In fact, God with us, tabernacling with us, in us, so that a man could die for a man's sins. Adam means mankind, Adam. The first Adam sinned, but the last Adam, the last Adam, he was a man. He was as much man as man, but as much God as God as God. God indwelt a man and died for man's sins and died and bore on the cross our healings. How marvelous the soul essence of the incarnation is. God in man, the incarnation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your great plan of redemption. I remember when you showed me that vision after the fall of man and Satan with man cowering behind him. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? You had a plan for Jesus to come. Hallelujah. Before the foundation of the world and live in a man's body. And we're so thankful And we're so thankful that you're doing so allowed us, when you were raised, to be raised with you and sit at the right hand of God. In doing so, you delivered us, and we're so thankful you delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and the control of darkness according to Colossians, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And now, because of the incarnation, and because the devil's under our feet, I feel we should take our corporate authority in this Christmas season. Jesus is coming soon, the second time. That's a promise, and God's obligated to keep it. Brother Hagin once looked at me and said, I had just preached a sermon about the second coming, which he liked and asked me to preach at the camp meeting. Brother Hagin said, Jesus is coming soon, and Satan is going to do everything in his power to stop it. Right now, what we see at the end of 89th Psalm, it speaks of the footsteps of Messiah. And that means when he's coming, you can hear his footsteps approaching. They heard his footsteps approaching through John the Baptist and the times. We hear the footsteps of the Messiah. He's coming so soon. Now, the enemy is at his worst and will be, hallelujah, until Jesus comes again. But we have authority to hold him back because of this great plan of God living in man. Now God lives in us. Oh, Father, God lives in us. And we live in him. I want us to take our authority because they love to do, the enemy and his cohorts love to do things on holidays, holy days. Holidays comes from holy days. You see it in Israel. October 7 happened on the great last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. You see how they try to hit the holy days. In Europe now, there's a great uprise at the Christmas markets. It's common across Europe to have Christmas markets. And the enemy is trying to do his terrible things there. You saw it in Bondi Beach in Australia. There they were celebrating Hanukkah. So we're going to take authority over our places, the places that we have, habitational authority. And we're not going to let the enemy do it at Christmas. We have the authority for which we are so thankful, Father. And now let's pray together. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to us for to believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet and gave him head to the body over all things, the ecclesia, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we, when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, you raised with him. You raised him head of a body. When you quickened the head, you quickened the body. When you raised the head, you raised the body. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with him. And here we rise up to you as a unit. This prayer force that you've raised up to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the great revelation. That when you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raise the head, you raise the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated us together with and in him. And now, in the light of this season, when we celebrate the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us, and dwelling in us now, we do take the fullness of that revelation, and we do say, Satan, you listen. Coming out against you are the WWPs in the Lord Jesus Christ. Raised up in prayer for us, given the authority of the name, the word, the blood, to overcome you by the word of our testimony. Now in the name above every name, we're coming to you in behalf of this Christmas season. We're not going, every single one of your plans, every single one of your purposes will be revealed and caught and stopped in the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua of Nazareth, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name above every name, we command and demand, for we cover with the blood our gatherings as families. We draw the bloodline around them. You stay away in the name above every name. You will not be able to pit one against another, to raise up arguments in the name above every name. For I take authority over all family gatherings for the Brim family. And these on the line take authority for their family. They're not going to let the devil operate. We're not going to let you operate in the name above every name. You're not going to. And in our cities, in the name, oh, Heavenly Father, raise up those intercessors and raise up those who know their authority in the cities of America. We will not let you operate in the name above every name. In the name above every name, we plead the blood of Jesus over the President of the United States, his household, the administration God raised up, every person that God put in office. In the name above every name, right down to our cities and villages, we lift up these people and we say the blood of Jesus covers them. We will not put up with any such activities, for we in the spirit are Randalamaha Kangra responsible. And we are given the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. And we pull you down, armed and covered and wearing the armor of God, the full armor of God. We come out against you today. In the name above every name, we plead the blood of the Lamb. Holy Father, our thankfulness for your chesed. Every prophet, save one, every, probably Jonah, prophesied of his coming. But Jonah did too. Three bellies in the whale, Jesus, 3 days in the belly. That's what Jesus said. So the prophets, you fulfilled them. You sent him. And now here we are, Lord. Here we are, the last generation, I believe, preparing a people like John the Baptist for his coming. We could not be more thankful. We could not be, maybe we could be more thankful, but I am very thankful. I will sing of the chesed of the Lord forever. You kept the covenant to send him the first time, and you keep the covenant to send him the second. We look so forward to it, Lord. We look so forward. O frangi hiskanyo no kwa mangologo bahafito nakakila tanye ebelatuhu fangile makono no nyambi de kofra pegando loko hofinya pegando loko hofra kala kambango logo doho shangya pesko danya pesko danya pesko danya. Thank Shando fika anya na kwa manyo no koro ko ba man niko la ka ba ba tanya ne kwa. Oh, la braha fito, la braha fito. Ko bida ganga o shima naki a non jeni kafka don jene kabrito no kofti ka de la pai. I shando lo go behe fanyo no koro to ka pa. I ka para gadanya ne kwa la ka bida de kumbraka da shkeno. Élevez-toi, élevez-toi, élevez-toi. Pafronian de mon gua, chanti ton cobala, vigno no quati la ca. Echeti pa cofra calagne ne qua, le bacio no gavi la ta. La ta la bacino quandi la ba. Oh, la manga, oh, calaca findo, creme ne quasi de combriquita. Le burro fonde mos vedo no combriquita cota chiando le qua. E qua, scedando le qua. Crivando ne qua con la mi, e tiando la casca d'ambraco fattie. Madonna, madonna, mané. Goshete le ka, gratiato da ki to toka, e baha fanier toko dianto tati, chievendo la sceto la qua, caviendo la sceto cala. O bravatiano no kobe, basco dobi cafragno no quero, e ottonie ne quasche de batio, Pivra doho shwe, manakaha lakabi, nana kobri katanye ni kwa. Avidan gobri, kamanachi, kamanachi, kamanachi. Mishko do brafka denye. Me brafrigonye ni kwa halakabitio no kocheto, no kocheto. Kevere kuhuro kum brafka. Avele tu hujwa, mango loko te te kapa. Cabrecho malie, asieto falieno, cabrito cablianto cabri. Cobrianto lo caia nanie, i bellatio facchiano mani. Ijato paki, kovgiano maliene kajeto kanje. Abelato hošenje, abelato kafre, kobriato kangiano nikwa. E già dovracchino e belluto d'ugù, ma come Nicolo coracchi. E già tocca frene, ma copra catie. E sa tocca freti capagno. Ale. Gebelu du tua scenierto. Avere tu jouè dono kaka. Sabri kata gohore kombre, la te hitango, la kadani ata kotoshka. Ifro de hijwa mono kweri ona katanya ni kohala kapre. Eje de goto hor shkanga, ganga la tu hor kapitio. Che fratto non ero tocco breghe ni kishka ta shande ni koko la tai. Givrando hi kaka la tonye ni kwa she danyo no kwaka la tai. Givele duho shwa anye ni koro go donye mi kwa to toko uche de ga brakte na ko dashka da pre. Privacio no kobi la dino no qua shandele compreke di la calalai. Cabron de limicio no corche alla cambractiato to combrekitie. Masco da precchia. Masco da bitta franieni qua a gede de cobra cafranga di capra candisco. Praise him, pacotia. Praise him, macotia. Praise him, fungo. Mandiria. Olevidia. Matoton macchiato. Cabelletisco ton gravi dalle cohora cambi niantobre catacadange. Isha toko tebre kutoko fra, mangoro kutoko jakya, ili kabrakya na kohora kabikya na kache. Kavro di banyo na kuala ko bregdi di kabrakya na koshet ili kabra, e vini kuala kombelya na nono kombrika di gandiyango do kutoshka dabri katai. Ili va kanga. Privatio nuko, privatio nika, a genio no quadi ka fai lo, bidania, bidania feco. Maschiano ribai, agnoto le cavi, casciotto longabi dujoa, o sabitagnato. O sabitagnato, cobre. Mango de gevaccia. Alla vratigna ne qua, vengo lo codoro sciappacca. E per di tua, mato, e le bitua. Gavangiandura, mango lo cobiccia, nosci di baccagna ne coho per le cai. Crivagno, crivagno, crivagno. Oh, bellita, oh, bellita, 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 fraccogne miccia. Kabila toho kange, ito makala kakaka, isha takai. The doors, oh Lord God, the doors. Kibala tio mini kwa. Ajane mi kwaroke li kafra kadanya ni kohra kodoshka dabri katekonga. Kabila dio manakaya nakaya nakaya nakaya. Baragondiende di kohupaka. Isha to kobri kite kafrangde ne kwa ne kwa ne kwa. Pele du shando lo koprakta da gombrakta ne katashka. Ilibri tua nyora manani ne kwa varakodeshki di bo afro kadishko tanchenio. O palakahan teke. O pafrani kolo kami de nieru no nombre kili kandashka. Ima no kwehara kofram dene kwashka to pre kafrani ni kwami kubra. Ishanda lo hushen. Kavila korma na kia kombre kini ka alache. Iga la ka. Mancho no kombreke ni ka kian na ka fre. Kavila kombreke na ka lakia na kohora ko deshke di vra katanya. Ije di kohushwa. Alia tohra manakita. Bangolo kombreke. Ive de gombra, ili ve gombra kafke ano no toti di gombra, ta da gombraske, da kragotoske. Gavra kate kohole kambri, kate kohole kovrete, ni kotoskuatia. Ive le duho shantie, no kora kadili kumbrete di katafka tonje di kataska. E so tu bi farato. Mi sono gofretti e mi quascia te di coprate fra cantanci di coprate. Mi lo dovremmo recovra caliano, ti hanno coprati, ti hanno godaschi da bracagni.
Doors, Makilata, the doors, Makilata, Makilata. Bifro di Brange, Jatakalai. Jatakalai, Tony, Niqua, Alecofre, Alecofre. Kashkato, Bicatico, La Cofre, Catacoto, Anchi. Towards the north. Oh, Balafito. Le bunwa shanto becati fragadaci. Mirzgovram geniqua, majo delica pragadivra. Afragodonje nequatito cambre, elico bravra gadino nuqua. Ege di cotuja, macolocoro combatia no coracadincia. No coraca d'ingenica, nica, no la valatita, no valatita, no valatita, no. Ua fraquinha. Esudo fracai, ma giugno no qua, se feto la pinio na qua tie. Zevroto fa chianto, cagliato, cagliè. Cagliato, sciavrene, sciavri. Eliato shandieva kali Jesus Yeshua Bafrecho makieto kali Jesus Yeshua Revesho tonia fraki Ore bacio per la caffrate, mi dico bravri cambiando, rogondosca da bracatiando. Scibrodovaca, la magna comre, me ne cubra, ha la canierto, non vieni qua, non vieni qua. E je dico tua, capita cagna, e je dico hosciatia na cotosca. Sabritania no corga, bide le govrange he chanto no kotoshka da pekatanje. Shenyo no koro ko baka la katanye ne kohono kotashka. Blessed be the name of the Lord, O Most High. Ije le govre hebel gantiando, le gotaka braka fraka dinyanto, no kore kadili kanga, brika di kodoshka danje, le goto brika te kadavra. Se braka hai, mangoli kabriki, ne koji di kodoshka ta braka ta kahalai. Isa bratoni mitete. Mitete kaka. Bange ni kora. Ando te brakata frai. Asciutto bahai, mando le kibra. Cavicale congeni con la copra. Cavicale combre, ricanga, gianadobre che di gadabra. E quando lo govora cabri non è ne che ti andò fra catacallatia. Isti antora, isti antora, isti antora. Crevi tanio no co, mania ne quaca. Balidonia ne qua, balidonia. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Pufradonye ni quadro toko bakalanya tatakaha shanta. Grivaktio, 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 mikala cambre ishe godombre kedikakai. Asuto ko prefra ketinja da katashkata prekete kananya. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Bofra kade ko honje, idi kakabri, kade ko diafraka, danje, idi kotoshka, tapri, kade kotoshka. Hallelujah. Prakofrede ko hora kampambriakta. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Max, are you there?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I am here. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Lord. First statement. Read like this. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Keep your focus and motivated. Yeah, keep your focus and motivated in the month ahead. In the month ahead and through every season. And through every season, a reminder of that truth, a reminder of that truth. Same statement, underlined part. Consider including me in every way this year, church. Consider including me in every way this year, church. So the whole statement again from the beginning, read like this. Keep your focus and motivated in the month ahead and through every season. A reminder of that truth. Underline part. Consider including me in every way this year, church. That is the first statement. Then the Lord give us three books here, scriptures. Philippians 4:8. Hebrews 13:5. Hebrews 13:5. Isaiah 43:18-19. They give this a lot. Isaiah 43:18-19. Next statement, also partial underline in the end. It reads like this. And I will help you, and I will help you faithfully. And I will help you faithfully welcome the year ahead. I will help you faithfully welcome the year ahead and prayer, and prayer with you all, and prayer with you all, and my friend and prophet, with you all, and my friend and prophet. The rest is underlined. I am here. I am here to keep, I'm sorry, to help. I am here to help keep you. I am here to help keep you focused. Focused and motivated again. Focused and motivated. Do you understand? I am here to help you. I'm here to help keep you focused and motivated. Do you understand? Okay, whole statement read like this from the beginning. And I will help you faithfully welcome the year ahead in prayer with you all and my prophet and friend.
Is it prophet and friend or friend and prophet?
Prophet and friend. What did I say before? I don't remember. Prophet and okay. Friend. Yeah, with you all and my prophet and friend, underline part, I am here to help you. I'm sorry, I'm here to help. That's, you know, the natural here. I am here to help keep you focused and motivated. Do you understand? All right. Let's see here. Job 8:7. Job 8:7. Proverbs 20:22. Proverbs 20:22. Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 15:15, verse 7. 2 Chronicles 15:7. Okay, next statement. Let me look here. This one does not have any underline in it. So, next statement, read like this. New beginning. I offer comfort. New beginning, I offer comfort, encouragement, and hope. And hope for a fresh start. And hope for a fresh start to remind you of God's, with an S, God's promise and power of renewal in your lives, with an S. God's promise and power of renewal in your lives. I'll read it again. Excuse me. New beginning, I offer comfort, encouragement, and hope for a fresh start to remind you of God's promise and power of renewal in your lives. That is a statement. Another statement, this one is all underlined. And read like this. So this statement I'm going to read is all underlined. Excuse me. It is natural time for reflection. It is natural time for reflection and renewal, as you embrace for what I have for you all. As you embrace for what I have for you all, you have daily opportunity. You have daily opportunity to start new. Yeah, you have daily opportunity to start new because of the Lord's love, you are not consumed. Because of the Lord's love, you are not consumed. Okay, I'll read it again. This whole statement is underlined. It is natural time for reflection and renewal as you embrace for what I have for you all. You have daily opportunity to start anew. Because of the Lord's love, you are not consumed. All right. I believe you got that, Ms. Philly?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Moving along, Philippians 1:6. 2 Peter 3:13. 1:3. 2 Peter 3:13. Psalm 98:1. Next statement. It's not underlined. And read like this. So today, guide your steps. So today, guide your steps. Uplift your spirit. Uplift your spirit. And renew your faith. And renew your faith. Every word from me, holds, with an S, holds a promise and hope. Holds a promise and a hope for a new beginning.
Or a new beginning.
for new beginning. There is no A before new. For new beginning. So a hope for a new beginning. Allowing me to inspire and direct your life towards my purpose and plan for you all. To inspire and direct your life towards my purpose and plan for your life, for you all. Okay, I'll read it again. So today, guide your steps, uplift your spirit, and renew your faith. Every word from me holds a promise and a hope for new beginning, allowing me to inspire and direct your life towards my purpose and plan for you all. That is the statement. All right. Then he gave us Psalm 91, 1 and 2. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. Proverbs 18, 10. Proverbs 18, 1, 8, verse 10. Isaiah 54, 17. Isaiah 54, 17. This statement, the end of it is underlined. I'll let you know. So it read like this. Listen and have the joy. Listen and have the joy, strength, and courage. Listen and have the joy, strength, and courage, love, and kindness. Love and kindness. Wisdom and goodness. Wisdom and goodness. Faith and, he gave us a sword before. Perseverance. Faith and perseverance. Peace and comfort. Peace and comfort. Gratitude. Wow. Peace and comfort, gratitude and praise. Gratitude and praise. Now, the rest is underlined. Trust in God's timing, reflection. Trust in God's timing, reflection, and hope. Reflection and hope. This is a new beginning. This is a new beginning. Also, protection and safety. Also, protection and safety. Wow, this is a long statement. Okay, I'm going to read it all over again here. start like this. Listen and have the joy, strength and courage, love and kindness, wisdom and goodness, faith and perseverance, peace and comfort, gratitude and promise.
Praise.
Thank you for correcting me.
Mm-hmm.
Underline part. Trust in God's timing, reflection, and hope. This is a new beginning, also protection and safety. Wow, there's a lot in there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next scripture is Habakkuk or Habakkuk 2:3. I'm going to go with Habakkuk 2:3. Proverbs 16:9. Proverbs 1:6-9. Psalm 100. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Colossians with a C. Colossians with a C. 3:15-1:5. Colossians 3:15. Okay. Next statement. Also half and half. I'll let you know when to underline. Grab my envelope here. Read like this. Non-underline part from the beginning. My words is filled with wonderful advice. My words is filled with wonderful advice about how to change your life. About how to change your life. With my sacrifice on the cross. With my sacrifice on the cross. Now the underlying part here.
Now, what are the two words after sacrifice, please?
On the cross.
Okay,
well,
got it.
Three. I give you
got
three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the underlying part. Saving all humanity. Saving all humanity from sin. Yeah, as I am. Saving all humanity from sin and opening the doors for your personal change, church. So the underlying part again. Saving all humanity from sin and opening the doors for your personal change, church. Whole statement, read like this. My words filled with wonderful advice about how to change your life with my sacrifice on the cross. Saving all humanity, underline part, saving all humanity from sin and opening the doors for your personal change, church. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Ephesians 4:22-24. Jeremiah 29:11. I love it. Jeremiah 29:11. Lamentation, not sure if I'm reading it right, Lamentation 3:22-24. Lamentation 3:22-24. All right. Last statement, also half and half, I'll let you know, or more than half. But I'll let you know. Begin like this. I am here. I am here to love you. And pick you back. P-I-C-K. Yeah. And pick you back. Oh, back up. Sorry. Okay, I'll start over. I am here to love you. And pick you back up again. As you look toward me. As you look toward me. Now, underline part. You will have a new beginning. You will have a new beginning with me. I, Jesus, sacrifice not only to save you. I, Jesus, sacrifice not only to save you, but holds, yeah, there is no two here, to save you, but holds the power to transform your hearts in this prayer. Wow. Okay, I read it again. Just want to preach on this. I am here to love you and pick you back up again. As you look toward me, underline part. You will have a new beginning with me. I, Jesus, sacrifice not only to save you, but holds the power to transform your hearts in this prayer.
I want to ask you a question. Does the word sacrifice end with a D or not?
It does not. It's end with an E.
Okay.
Yeah. Trust in me.
Praise the Lord.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Very, 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 very encouraging. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you hear me well enough?
Yeah, I can. I'm sure I can. Everybody can. Yeah.
I have not been able to find my earbuds since I got back, so keep your focus and motivated in the month ahead and through every season. A reminder of that truth, underlined, consider including me in every way this year, church. And that was underlined, beginning with consider.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, way in the Hebrew is derech. every path that you walk, everything that you do. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, of good report, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, think on these things. Hebrews 13:5. Keep your life free from the love of money. Being content with what you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And I will help you faithfully welcome the year ahead in prayer with you all and my prophet and friend. Underlined. I am here to help keep you focused and motivated. Do you understand? Job 8:7. Though your beginning was insignificant, yet your latter end will greatly increase.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Proverbs 20:22. Do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will save you. Second Chronicles 15:7. Let you be strong and take courage. Do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. New beginning, I offer comfort, encouragement, and hope for a fresh start to remind you of God's promise and power of renewal in your lives. Underline. It is natural time for reflection and renewal as you embrace for what I have for you all. You have daily opportunity to start new. Because of the Lord's love, you are not consumed. Philippians 1:6. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion, will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:13. But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. That would be the atmospheric heavens around us and the earth. It's going to be new. That's renewal. You know, and here he's talking about a lot about renewal. Every day, I've often thought of it. He makes cycles that begin with, in the morning, your chesed is new every morning.
Yeah.
Your faithfulness is new every morning. There's opportunity in men's lives for new and fresh beginnings every day. And now here we are at a year beginning, and he's talking about that to us.
Right, right.
Psalm 98:1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
This is probably for you, Miss Billy, when you mentioned Psalm 89.
Yeah. He has brought about this marvelous salvation, that wonderful salvation, for like Psalm 89 promised he would. He's done it. So today, guide your steps, uplift your spirit, and renew your faith. Every word from me holds a promise and a hope for a new beginning, allowing me to inspire and direct your life towards my purpose and plan for you all. Psalm 91, 1 and 2. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that accuses you in judgment you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. Listen and have joy, strength and courage, love and kindness, wisdom and goodness, faith and perseverance, peace and comfort, gratitude and praise. Underlined. You know, I think every one of those words we should think about as we meditated.
Oh, yes.
Every single one of them. Then underline, trust in God's timing, reflection, and hope. This is a new beginning. Also, protection and safety. It is, I can't remember when it was, but recently he spoke to us about his timing. And I was reading, the things that happened before Jesus came the first time. And with Zechariah, when he went in, he's a very old man. And he went in to offer the Lord's incense offering. And an angel said to him, your prayer is answered. And they had been praying, he and Elizabeth, for many, many years for a child. But the timing was perfect. John the Baptist came at just the right time. So it says here, trust in God's timing. I do that with Migdal Arbel. It seemed to me it should be finished years ago. But I went there this time and saw it, and it's just so big and so massive and so far beyond what I even thought. But with it, I have to trust God's timing. Okay, Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not delay.
Mm.
Well, that's just what he said to us. Yeah, there we have it. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Lord.
Proverbs 16:9. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Psalm 100:4-5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His chesed endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:15. Now, your Bible is going to say his mercy endures forever, but it's not. It's his chesed. All right, Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you also are called in one body, and be ye thankful.
Wow.
Hallelujah. My words filled with wonderful advice about how to change your life with my sacrifice on the cross. Underlined. Saving all humanity from sin and opening the doors for your personal change, church. Ephesians 4. 22-24. Put off concerning the former manner of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Lamentations 3:22-24. And again, it's chesed. The chesed of the Lord never ceases. His mercies, and there is the word mercy, never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. What a beautiful, beautiful verse. And that's exactly the psalm I was waked up with this morning. The chesed of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning. I am here to love you and pick you back up again as you look toward me. Underlined. you will have a new beginning with me. I, Jesus, sacrifice not only to save you, but holds the power to transform your hearts in this prayer. Trust in me. In other words, the sacrifice that Jesus made has the power to save us from sin, but then begins a change in us that goes on and on and on from glory to glory until we are in the image of the Lord. So this whole thing is about looking forward to that change and cooperating with God in the year ahead, being focused and motivated, including Him, so that He can change us personally, direct our lives, and bring us ever more near the transformation that will eventually end up in our being like Him. What a wonderfully, wonderful, wonderful, comforting and encouraging word.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Brother Max, you want to say anything before we go?
We will not have anything the church tonight. Just enjoy your Christmas Eve. And what time are we praying at noon? Is it at noon sharp?
Noon sharp.
Okay. Well, I'll take a nap until then. Praise the Lord.
Okay, Brother Max. Shalom, shalom, and everyone. We'll see you at noon or right on the hour, wherever you are. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.